Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbells.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Eric. And this is Podcast 80 of Two Down East Dudes for October 24, 2015. On this episode, Rob sits down with Jen and Jason to discuss nostalgic Ellsworth, talk about recent pedophile activity, and Robbie gets a visit from Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Come on, dude.
All right. Check. 1, 2, record, check, take one.
I'm addicted to my phone.
Yes, you are.
Get off that shit.
I'm just checking, chickity-checking things.
Pornhub.
That too.
Yeah, it's nothing new. That was just on there. So.
Listen, there's nothing worse than when you open up a browser window and you're going to like type something in and someone's looking over your shoulder and a Pornhub starts to load. You're like,
Aaron goes, you need to know that your kids picked that, and sometimes the old tablet gets a hit or two. I just want to keep up with current events.
That's it happens. You need to.
Well, better that than other options, I would say, like going out and doing half the things that I hear people do. So.
You're learning new things. You're
That's
just
right.
keeping the spice there. It's fine.
It's not my fault. It's the internet's.
Exactly. Blame the internet. Exactly. The interweb.
Yeah, you get on my phone or my laptop, it's pretty much any letter of the alphabet you type, you're getting porn.
Yeah, oh,
it's like,
shit.
Hey, anal.
Yeah.
Like, B, babe.
Butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Cock ring.
Bukkake.
Dirty. What is bukkake?
C:. Bukkake?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, it's poop play, isn't it? Like,
no.
Isn't it?
No, bukkake.
All right, see, I didn't know. Here
yeah.
Go.
It's, you can tell I've been single most recently, well, and a male, but so bukkake is huge in Japan for whatever reason, and it's girls getting ejaculated on by multiple or many men. It's usually just like a fucking sleet storm,
yeah,
of loads.
Well,
it's usually like 10 or more guys that's considered.
So it's bukkake. it's not like orgy sex, whatever. It's just like guys,
yeah.
Just the
like get
cum
in line.
Shots.
Oh my god!
I lived in Japan for 2 years,
oh my
and
god.
I never. To be honest with you, I probably should have. I mean, you got to take in all the local,
right.
And I didn't do that.
You were never the recipient
never
of a bukkake party.
I feel slighted. Like I thought I was kind of in over there, but
bukkake.
Yeah.
You never know. You could just be like walking down the sidewalk in Japan, and boom, bukkake.
Jesus!
Like 10 of them just start
Close
jerking off on you.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Like
I
a
mean,
sprinkler.
That's kind of a. That's a nice thing. I mean, if they're all going to, you know, if they pick you out of the whole group, I think that's a pretty good, that's a, it's an endearment, I think, over
right.
there. How would you respond? You couldn't get angry at them. You'd have to.
It's a cultural
local,
thing.
Cultural. That'd be a rough one for me, though. I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I'd like that too much. Or like being a part of it.
I hope not.
If I was on the other side of the fence, I just don't see. But
yeah,
whatever.
What about me? If I was picked for a bukkake party, it's
yeah,
not
well, we
the
know
same.
What side you're going to be on for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Well, whatever.
It's like getting shit on by a seagull here.
Yeah.
Like you walk down a,
in
you
Japan,
walk on the
yeah,
beach in
right.
Japan and boom, just out of nowhere, like, oh, fucking bukkake.
Goddamn bukkake.
Is that like a highly coveted thing if they choose you to be a bukkakist?
I think it is an honor.
I don't know. That place is weird. Like, it is, it's weird because their culture, like, it's so dark when it's dark over there, like, and it's all sectioned off. They allow people to go to these places and do all these things, but it's very, very inappropriate.
So awesome.
It is. I loved it.
Wow.
It. We had a place off base that was called Gate 2 Street. And Gate 2 Street had Buy Me Drinky Bars. And Buy Me Drinky Bars were the place where you bought a drink and then you got a hand job, basically, is
Ooh.
How it works. So.
Like a happy ending.
Yeah, but not private a lot of times. They would sneak it under a table or something. It was greasy. Yeah, like dirty.
Yeah. Like at Diamonds.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, most
when
strip
clubs you buy
are
a drink
like
at
that.
Diamonds at when you're sitting at your table, you pay like $15 more than what the drink is actually worth.
Yeah,
and they give you a little dance.
That's well, I've been to a couple of strip clubs in my younger years. Not
He's
Diamonds,
familiar.
Yeah,
with the customs.
I just went to Diamonds for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
Had you ever been to one before?
I've been to Divas. Yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck
so
yeah.
Same spot, Diamond, but nicer.
Different spot.
I thought
Divas was over in the brick building when you come down over State Street. Diamonds is where what used to be there. It's like Tantric or something. There's like a club down in the back.
I haven't been. Aaron and I talked about maybe going out one night, you know, like a date night and then just going to a because other people have done it, but I don't know if that does that spice things up or does it do anything for you to not for me. I just feel bad.
It's,
and I have two
fun.
Daughters now, so now I'm really, really...
It was fun. Tyler and I went with Shayna and Chris. It was fun. We took turns buying a lap dance for the other couple with the skankiest one.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good... It was fun.
Sounds fun to me, actually. Yeah. That's a good way to go about it.
So, there was the one that we chose was Mary Jane. And she wasn't skanky, but she just was awkward and... She called herself Mary Jane because she had pot leaf thong and pot leaf skirt and
oh
pot leaf bra.
God.
Yeah, and she might have had like she might have gotten stoned before and got
oh,
ate
yeah.
a bunch of Cheetos and like.
So she's the type of stripper you want to bring home to mom.
Depending on the day,
she
yeah.
would be the type of stripper I wouldn't necessarily peg for a stripper.
Huh.
She's kind of pudgy, kind of had a beer gut.
Oh, nice.
Like. You know, she was definitely thinner than me, but she still wasn't the same body type as most of the girls that were there. So, Chris thought it was funny, haha, bought us a lap dance. So, she came and grabbed Tyler and I and brought us in the back room. We're like,
you went to the champagne room?
Yeah, private dances. So, then Chris bought us the dance and he thought he was so funny. So, then when he wasn't looking, Tyler gave her some money and got them a dance. Chris and Shayna went in the back room with Mary Jane, who kept... They have to wear pasties.
Yeah.
You can't expose your nipples in Bangor.
Yeah.
Really?
In downtown. There's like
I didn't know
a
that.
Pool. So, they went back there, and Chris was like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. And he took off and left Shannon there by herself.
Oh.
He ducked out.
Classic.
He did? Did she stay for the rest of the dance?
Yeah,
good on
yeah.
her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Oh,
they
yeah.
paid for it.
She, well, anyway, she had like... They put like electrical tape on their nipples. And she
do
actually,
they put pasties or is this like a main strip club? They put electrical tape. They ran out of pasties.
Electrical
so they just,
tape.
Really?
It was electrical tape. And she kept, you know, she was like dancing. And she'd be like, "Oops!" The tape would pop down.
Oh, nice.
A little sneak peek.
Ah, shit. Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Strip club.
It was fun.
I'm gonna have to go do it.
It was fun. I had fun.
A little trick I never would have thought of, but Sarah did to a friend of hers. It was his birthday. So she told one of the strippers there that he liked it rough, and she kept tipping this chick to go over, and she was slapping him in the face, like giving him a lap dance, but smack him in the face.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, if you want to fuck with one of your friends, just go in there and, you know, tell one of the girls, like, he likes it rough. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
My buddy played there. We went to one in Vegas one time, and this was true. My friend Chris Brown out in California, and he got in his head. Now, mind you, his sister was a stripper in Vegas, so he had the inside track. He's like, I'm just going to tell everybody I'm gay. You wait. He's like, just wait, dude. And he kept playing it off all night, and it worked. I'm not joking. At the end of the night, they were lined up hanging out with Chris, but we were all spoken for at that time. But it was a pretty good experiment, I thought. And it worked.
Yeah. Girls like gay guys.
They do. Wicked bad.
And the girls, like at Divas, the girls are Diamonds. The girls like the girls the most. So I just kept tipping them, and
they
were just rubbing all over Shayna. Like, I just kept tipping them, and it, you know, they
really... Maybe I do need to go do this. This seems like a good idea for
me.
I think I need to go up there.
Spice it up.
The whole night of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Aaron's going to slap me. Oh, well.
It's fun. It's something different, you know?
Did you bring Red Bulls?
I only brought one. You want to share?
Is yeah. Can I have a shot?
Of course.
Before we do a word.
I know. I've actually... Well, we have a mutual friend that happened to strip at Diamonds. I don't think she does anymore.
She did. She said... I messaged her. She said she works. She does it like one night a month now.
Ah, gotcha. And she's got a close friend of hers that strips there too, I think, more regularly. But I was going to reach out to her and try to get her on the podcast, but I was going to try to get like the two of them to come in, maybe tell some stories and stuff, it got vetoed by the executive producer, Eric's wife.
Yeah,
she wasn't keen on
having strippers in the studio.
Strippers in the studio, because I think she was afraid it would turn into like a Howard Stern
private
kind
parts,
of thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, whatever. I mean, when you're radio moguls like that, you know, that's the way it comes down.
So. Kind of a big deal, yeah. Tops come off.
Big deal.
I want to be in on that.
I was going to say, probably what we could do is just do it like this some night. And, you know, that way Eric can be absolved.
It would be tight
any...
quarters in here, too. Like, it'd be very three-dimensional. If
we'd be rubbing elbows in other parts.
Yeah, she could sit on my lap. It's fine.
Yeah.
They're professional. That's not wrong if they're professional.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
They're professionals.
Yeah.
They can't help. They're dancers.
Right.
Dancers.
I think they have to take, like, ethics classes and stuff and a lot of certifications.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
a...
They usually generally got their shots and all that. You know what I mean? That
up
way.
To date.
So,
that checked. That checked.
Right. Now, speaking of Eric, it's probably a good time, you know, 10 minutes into the podcast to introduce our guests. We've got Jason Hardison and John Robito on.
Hey.
You know who they are and what they do, or maybe you don't, but whatever, either way. Eric's not here tonight because Audrey's not feeling well, so.
Get well soon, Audrey.
Get well.
Absolutely, even though she doesn't listen. Well, she doesn't listen to the podcast, let me clarify.
Well, then I take that back, don't get well.
But then she wouldn't know if the strippers were here.
Obviously. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Shh, don't tell.
Yeah, it's fine. Nobody can tell. Here's the thing. Other people listen, and they go to Finn's, and then they rat everything out. So don't be a rat.
Yeah, that's right. Snitches get stitches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'd be like, who was on the podcast this week? Oh, we just had the Mormons back on again.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, we talked about Jesus.
The Catholic priest came over, and it was great. We went over
talked
some
about
Psalms. And
morals.
Yeah.
Moral compassing.
Actually, we had a mathematician over from Blue Hill, and we went over geography lessons. It was really insightful.
Chess match.
Yeah, you should definitely listen. It went like 3 hours, but it was a lot of geography and math.
So exciting.
So I think now that we've covered Bukkake and Japan and strip clubs.
I didn't know we were going to record the Bukkake thing.
Oh, yeah, we were recording the whole time.
Everything.
That's
I
just
knew
the
it.
Best way to go.
I think so, too. Organic.
I did want to comment on the Japan thing, too, because I've never been to Japan, but I did hear one funny thing. I had a professor at UMaine that was actually a really good professor, because a lot of them are just super left-wing, crazy, you know, just propagandists. But this guy was former military, currently independent contractor for, like, the CIA and shit.
Nice.
Legit guy. But I had a... like history of politics class with him, and he was telling a story about World War II, and he said after World War II there was a joke because we were trying to kind of save the world at the time and convert other cultures that were more communist, socialist, stuff like that. So
that never happened.
We one of the jokes about, you know, making a difference in Japanese culture is that after America left Japan, you know, before that, you'd see men walking through Japan and the women kind of cowering behind them, you know, just like trailing behind. After Americans left there, after World War II, an American went over and noticed, oh, wow, all of a sudden I see that all the women are walking ahead of the men now. You know, we must have made a cultural difference. Must be women's rights. They said, oh, no, this just still landmines. So I thought that was pretty clever. But, anyway, one of the things I had on the agenda, which actually, Jason, you brought up to Jen that you wanted to talk about on the podcast sometime, is to get a little nostalgic and talk some vintage Ellsworth.
I wrote some stuff down, too. I even made notes today. And my wife, I love her. I got to give her a shout-out here. She sent me an email. She was that I have the most supportive wife ever. So right on the fly, 2K, I'm like, yeah, I got to go. It's tonight. She's like, oh, have fun. And sent me over a bunch of stuff that she thinks I should talk about, so, because we listen to it pretty faithfully.
Nice.
And, Shore Road is one old vintage piece of Ellsworth from when we were young, and nobody hangs out down there and drills cigs like they used to or does burnouts.
Smoke cigs on the way to school.
Yeah. It's gone. And it used to be, like, seven cars deep, and the cops used to come down, and it was like an everyday thing for us. And now, I don't know what it is.
Wow.
By the wayside.
It's going to be weird for me because I'm kind of a hybrid. I went to MDI. I got in a lot of trouble in high school. I went to MDI because my entire family worked in the Ellsworth school system. So obviously I didn't want to go there. But I still hung out in Ellsworth a lot, had a lot of friends in Ellsworth. I'm kind of an Ellsworth guy that somehow ended up at MDI.
Well, I grew up in Dedham, so I went to grade school in Dedham, so I didn't hit the E-Town scene until high school and got jumped in pretty early. My freshman year, in general, we were both really good freshmen, and like half a sophomore year, I would say. And then we might have made the turn to badassery, and I thought we kicked ass.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. Like, we used to cruise the strip, and I just don't... Nobody does that anymore. No. Nobody cruises High Street like they used to.
Wow.
I mean, in front of what is now Wendy's, what used to be Burger King.
Or the old dirt parking lot by Denny's.
Yeah, we did.
Where Denny's was.
Yeah, that was the satellite spot.
That was the dirt parking lot.
They would chase us all night. Trucks, people doing burnouts, and like, where are we going?
Parties.
Yeah, and all the regular townies. And everybody did it. And it was a weird thing, too, because it was like you'd be in high school, like 16 years old, and there'd be people there that were like 28 and 29 that were had been doing it since my dad was in school and stuff.
Like right. Shane Cook?
Yeah.
Name drop. Nice.
That's a good one right there.
We can always take that out or leave it in.
I don't know.
It's fine.
Whatever.
I think most of the people that are listening to this are going to laugh out loud when they hear that.
I like, think his name's in the paper enough that he could probably handle being on.
There's probably like 16-year-old potheads right now listening to this. They're like, oh my God, yeah, he still like shows up at parties on the weekend, fucking weirdo. Well, he's still doing it.
There were some, too, and they would like, Joe's, I don't know, this town is a funny place. When word gets out about a good party, they come out of the woodwork.
They do.
I've been to some seedy parties where
you've
got...
You can't even have parties anymore because the drinking task force is on it.
Yeah, they're constantly busting up high school drinking parties. And I remember the Ellsworth parking lot, that used to be... back in the day, that was the social network.
Yeah.
Now, they're all on their phones and creating Facebook groups and group messages and so they can correspond for parties. But it used to be, you drive into the parking lot... Where's all the parties at? Where's the party? Party out in Otis.
That's
party
the
out
way.
In Trenton.
Dude, where's all the party? What are you guys doing?
What's got going one. On rolling night? Up.
Dude, let's go out. Lemoyne, Twistful. Let's go out the cross, dude.
Yes, the cross. That's definitely a classic spot.
I may or may not have rolled a Hooter Barrel or two out at the cross. What about the water tower? That was a gen spot. We used to go up to the water tower up behind China Hill every once in a while and hang out up there.
I never did.
Nick Gott used to go up there every once in a while. I remember going up there.
Name drop.
Name drop right
nice.
There.
Nice, nice.
What about Bird's Acre? Come off of town? You didn't? Dude.
No.
I don't know.
She must have been studying.
Actually, Jen was a pretty good student. I was too until I just kind of gave up. When I did the Marines a year before I went in, and that was it for me. I'm like, I just don't care.
Right. I got one for you. I'm going to have to say this with the utmost love and respect, but I remember one time, fucking went up with Tona Thwings, dude. Fucking twith one up, Walt. Got with the Thole. So, Walt gets done fucking rolling one up, and he says, do you want squids, dude? And I couldn't resist, like...
Hardison, what's up, dude?
He's like, I'll throw in. I got a fucking woach, dude.
May he rest in peace.
Walt was a fucking good guy.
The last time I saw Woot was out at Lemoyne General, which is a pretty fitting place to see him. And I talked with him for like 20 minutes. And that was maybe, I think I told you, it was like 6, because of course, anytime something like that happens, the first person I talk to is Jen to see what happened, what's going on, get the inside track, and... Yeah, my heart breaks, dude. I love that.
Sad, yeah. I had one negative encounter with Walt. It started when I was in grade school. I caught on that because, you know, people used to make fun of Walt, you know, not a big secret. And I caught on to that, so I started doing it. Now, Walt was a couple of years ahead of me and about
big
15
mofo.
Fucking feet tall,
yeah.
Rode the same bus as me. So I started calling him, you know, Paul Bunyan, Jolly Green Giant, which, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but in grade school, it's like...
He had rank on you, though, and that's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he had to put me in my place. So we're on the back of the bus one day, and I made some comment, and he took his hand, which had a fucking circumference of about 2 feet around,
yeah, he's been
and just let the weight of it drop down on my knee. I mean, he didn't even slap. Like, yeah. He didn't put any effort into it. He just let his hand drop, and it fucking stung my leg so bad and left the reddest mark of fingerprints, like, that long.
Yeah.
So, of course, I was a punk kid. You know, I was a little shit. I made fun of people and then hid behind things. So I made fun of him on the bus, and then when he retaliated, of course, I went home and told my mom, like, this guy on the bus hit me. Like, he smacked me on the leg. It fucking hurt. So the next day, the bus pulls in the morning. My mom gets on the bus, walks to the fucking back of the bus, and has words with Walt. He never laid a hand on me or said a word to me again after that, but... You know, naturally we matured, got past it, and come high school, we're hanging out, smoking cigs.
I did. I used to, dude. And every time I came home, because I'd see him, my grandparents have a place in Le Moyne, and my wife and I would usually go down for a couple of nights, and I'd always bump into Walt every time I went down.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen him since high school.
I did. I always bumped into him. It's crazy.
I always saw him at the Le Moyne General Store when I'd go down that way. And my mom actually ended up being really friendly with him after that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anytime she ran into him, he'd say hi. You know, they'd talk. But because he had a big heart. You know, he's a really sweet guy.
Some characters. Did you go to school with Sarard?
I did. Coy Thawad.
Harrison, what are you doing? What are you guys up to? What are you doing right now? He comes into the store all the time. I love Sarard. Sarardison. He married into my family.
Jody and I were actually talking about the way his room smelled this weekend when I went down to see Jody for...
What, in high school?
Yes.
What, preferred stock or...
Well, preferred stock and cum. Pretty much.
Whoa.
You might want to edit that one out.
That should be like a new fragrance.
Wow.
Bleach and Fritos.
Is that what you and my that's what you guys talk about?
Somehow we got talking about Corey Sarard and what his fucking room smelled like.
We had a hot tub, dude. We used to go out. It was a hot spot. I remember going out there and hanging out.
I got a
room smelled like dirty socks and jizz.
Well,
I was
imagine my room's probably it was probably close to that, maybe.
Yours was like brute.
Yeah, no. Brute, not preferred stock. No. Cool water.
Ooh.
Gravity.
You can't. Snoop Dogg got me, dude. I was like, it's it for me. Cool water cologne.
Cool water
Adidas.
Cologne.
That's what Belandro always wore. Adidas.
Ooh. What's the hot one?
Yeah.
What's the one? There's the one that all the guys used to have.
Polo.
Jupe.
Oh, I knew it. God. Yeah, that's Rollins right there and all those guys. I knew it. It took me a minute.
Jupe. Wow. Yep, Jupe.
Holy shit.
Cologne.
Throwback.
Yeah.
You want throwback. That's it right there. What about Y dances?
Oh, shit.
Dude, I want to organize an adult Y dance at the Y.
Holy shit.
All the people that used to go to the Y. I mean, well...
Will there be headbanging by the speaker?
I'm going to initiate
it. Okay.
Yeah, same playlist. No, we're not doing new stuff. Yeah, we're going back.
I'm with you.
I bet you could find the DJ to do it. It was...
What about the wall-to-wall videos? Because sometimes they have those.
It was big time.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom.
You can see and see boom, Music boom. Factory just pounding
on yeah. I remember one of my first Y dances, David Lee was doing the headbanging competition. And ended up puking all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
I feel like I was there.
Oh, you may have been. That's
one
crazy.
Time I went and your brother, Jeremy, was grabbing the net and hanging off. Oh, yeah, dude. Everybody was smoking cigs. He would grab the net and hang off the rim. And then they'd come in and be like, you can't do that anymore. And then they'd wait a minute and like Jeremy Fowler was there and they'd fucking need to do it again. And everybody was so badass. Like, he's getting rim. I'm like, well, he's climbing up to it. But yeah, he can jump pretty high. That's good. His fingers are strong. It was, but your brother back then, dude, that was before. I think I was in grade school and your brother was a certified badass.
Yes.
Certified.
Yes, there's no question.
Yeah. We tend to do this every time we hang out, don't we?
Yeah, it's the way it goes.
You got some more things on your list? Because I got some. I was hoping to maybe stump you guys with some or surprise you with some.
I've given you a couple here. I'm open to it.
All right. Some you may or may not remember. We've talked on the podcast before, obviously, about Larry's Pastry.
Put that one down.
Which always. Is, you know, that's family for me. I definitely miss the Larry's Gingerbread Man.
I do. It was I miss those. I miss the Ray's glazed donuts.
Oh, there's nothing like it.
You get to see long because I go there. Literally, I went there for lunch today, and I get to see my mom works over there. So I go back. I get lunch there just about every day. I get all kinds of stuff. There's not a day that goes by that I don't usually stop there, mostly just to see them. But yeah, dude, I miss that so much.
Yeah, they still got the rolls, which is nice.
Yeah,
but
it's just not the same.
It's not now.
I know how difficult it is. Like, a donut shop means you got to wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning and fry donuts, and those people don't need to work any harder than they already
do.
But man, oh man, don't I wish sometimes?
I wish they would just make a batch of Ray's glazed donuts like once a week.
Yeah, just they'd sell out.
There's nothing like those. Oh, do you remember those?
See, I don't remember those.
They're just like the honey dipped ones at Dunkin' Donuts, except they were thicker and they had a little spice to them.
Oh,
and the glaze was just like heaven.
They're jelly donuts. Like, whatever filling she had was different than any other place I've ever been to.
Heaven.
Yeah. She used to send me... Lana is such a good person. When I was in Japan, here we go back to that, people would send care packages. You know, my mom was real good about inciting people to send them. It was great for me, but she used to... Every year I was in the Marines, she sent me something, brownies or something, all the way to Japan. And, like, most of the stuff was still good when I got it. She, like, triple-wrapped everything. But she did that for years. And I can't – if that's me being – you know, I can't imagine who else she did that for. I'm sure 8,000 mm-hmm. people have a million different stories about, you know, what they've done for people. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I would love – we don't have a bakery in Ellsworth.
Yeah.
Other than if you consider, like, the grocery, but, like, a official bakery – somebody needs to start one.
That is something we're lacking. I was talking about that with somebody the other day. We're lacking a few things. A bakery is one of them, and an Italian restaurant is another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh,
Triglio's was, that's a not all that vintage, because it was that, like, maybe 7-8 years ago.
What was the one? Porcini's? It was over by L.L. Bean?
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, shit.
It was
good.
What was it? Amici's. That was our neighbors up there. They ran the one that was above the, what is it, Chummies, Chum Buckets.
Yeah, there's two.
Triglio's.
Triglio's too, also. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a different couple different names, I think.
You would think there would be some. There's got to be a bunch of friggin' Italians up here. It's a bunch of Irish people.
Just a bunch of lazy welfare. Never mind.
We got about 15 places to have pizza, though.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah. We need about 6 more.
Yeah, definitely.
Right
speaking of pizza, how about the pizza place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Remember
pizza.
That shit?
The best subs in town.
They did.
Yeah,
I love
their
that place.
Warm subs with crusty bread.
They did. They could. Oh, they were good.
And what a cool fucking place. They had like those arcade games,
yeah,
which at the time
right
seemed
the
like the best ever. Yeah, they had the Pac-Man that was the
table.
Right on
the table. It was
small.
Yep.
Pinball
like
machine.
Yeah, you got to talk to the guy while he was. Yeah, I'm
they had
you.
The crumbled up hamburger for their pizza.
Yep,
their ham and pepperoni. They used like stacks of little cut ham. That's one of my favorite things. And they used to put like a little Parmesan cheese on top or something.
Cool.
Did you ever eat at the Nicolin store back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Their pizza was phenomenal.
Huh.
But you had to deal with. We always called her. Her name was Kim. We called her Kinky Kim.
Whoa.
For
is there
no
a story
reason,
behind that
no,
or just...
No other reason than we just looked at her and we're like, she's kinky. It's got to be. But it took forever. You would order a pizza and she'd be like, yeah, it's going to be like 45 minutes to an hour. And we're like, all right. But she was cooking it in her oven in the kitchen, but it was delicious.
Damn.
I miss that place. I don't know.
You guys remember Frankie's?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's...
Yeah, that was a...
Life sports.
Yeah.
Building.
Yep, that was kind of my thing, you know. It was a crunchy. This was like way before it was cool to be crunchy and healthy, and
that's right.
You know, it was like a little health food restaurant before it became trendy.
Yeah,
they had awesome sandwiches there, and I remember because
they did have good sandwiches.
They did.
Yeah,
specials and
they
good
did.
Lasagna. They
mm-hmm.
did.
Yep.
I loved it.
And at the time, my mom was, I believe, a step aerobics instructor. At Main Racket and Fitness,
if
you may recall.
Yes, I
Racket
do.
Racket Club with the hot tubs in the locker room.
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah.
There were just
a
slew
that was
a
visual
old
in
dudes
case anybody
hanging out.
Yeah, didn't
sausage
pick that one up
mess.
On.
Yeah, you can't see what I did with my hand gesture.
She did the little jerk load. Yeah. It was kind of like that. I didn't spend a lot of time in there because I was a kid at the time, and it was always just super creepy to walk in there and see like five old guys hanging out naked in the hot tub in there.
Welcome to my morning.
There's no need for
that.
I
go to the Y every day. And I'm just going to tell you, like, it is, it's beyond compare. It's unimaginable. For anybody who's listening, you cannot, unless you've been there and been through, it's just ridiculous. And I've gone there long enough to pretty much know all the old dudes there. Because you can't be mean. Like, for 6 months, I was just, like, put my head down, get my headphones on, and just, you know, that was it. But then you've got to come out of your shell at some point and not be a dick. So, and it's just so inappropriate. I can't even begin to tell you.
So you know them by name and genitals.
And they could just talk to you. They're yeah. just, hey, what's going on? He's going on today. Just, you know, and I am respectful that we're all going to get old and that gravity happens, but it is just so alarming. It is a detriment, and they all go in. Here's the other thing. They all go in to take a shit in the morning. Nobody shits at home. They go into an open locker room and just blow it up.
Oh, they save it up.
It is. You can't even, you know. That's one plus to going to CrossFit, I can tell you that much right now. And maybe, I don't know, do they have a locker room up there?
They have a shower room, and separate they have a bathroom.
Yeah, it's wide open at the Y, mind you. It's like military showers. Like, when I was in the Marine Corps, we had, like, a shower. It's like prison showers.
This Y?
Our Y. Yeah, there's no stalls in the... There's one stall, and the thing trickles water. So you're forced to... Yeah, it's a free-for-all, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's big time.
Every man for themselves.
Yeah, and conversational.
At the Ellsworth YMCA?
Yes.
It's a military-style shower?
It's, like... Yeah, it's a shower head, and like, yeah, it's legit. It's, yeah, it's big time.
No wonder Nicholas Pike likes hanging out at the Y.
Not when I'm around.
Too soon?
No.
Speaking of, shout out to Alyssa Brown. So, she was posting on a friend's post the other day about a pedophile they were talking about. And I said something about Nicholas Pike, and she hadn't listened to that podcast. Alyssa, I'm calling you out.
Oh, she's slacking.
Yeah, so I tagged her and I sent it to her today.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I think the story ended the way that we knew it was going to on that one, so.
For sure, but.
Yeah, I got a heap of crap from all kinds of people. That was a big deal. Like, it severed friendships, and it was like a.
Jesus.
It was a parent thing against anybody who works at the school, which is totally not the case because I've got two family members that were. I love the school. It's nothing against them. I just want to be informed. Like, I live across the street. And I think I would agree. And I even talked to a bunch of the local police officers, and I'm like, if something was going on in our area, I understand that, like, we're supposed to put our resolve into the hands of the professionals. But at some point when it comes to my kids, like, get out of my way, dude. I have the right to protect my kids any way I want to. I just want to be informed to know what I'm protecting them against.
They dropped the fucking ball.
I think they did too, dude. Big time. Big time.
That, you know, that guy, he something was going to happen.
Yeah.
And if he had scarred my daughter, which obviously he wasn't into little girls, so we'll just put it that way. But if he had scarred my daughter, because these law enforcement officials or what have you didn't do their job. And ultimately, I don't think it was the law enforcement officials that didn't do their job. The law enforcement officials, he was charged. He had charges pending or a secret indictment pending or something. It was the court that hadn't done their job.
Yeah.
The guy wasn't even charged at the time that he started appearing at the school. But once the law was alerted that he started appearing at the school,
that's when
they figured they better fucking charge him.
Right.
And the other thing is, too, is like the only thing I really said from the whole is if something like that happens, I just want to know that they are, if somebody gets a restraining order against somebody from the school, I figure the school isn't just the administration, it's the town, it's the city, the surrounding communities. We have a right to know, regardless. Like, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus or harpoon. You don't even have to tell me names. Just be like, dude, there's a guy that's hanging around, and we've got to... And that's where I feel like the whole thing was kind of dropped over. But, I mean, I digress. Like, obviously, things have... Whatever, everybody says they want this guy to get help. I personally believe that he probably can't get the help he needs. I don't think that, you know, it's a curable type of thing, but... That's my own opinion.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, where that comes from because, and I think I read my comment that I put on Facebook about it, but, you know, I tend to agree with you that I don't think it's something that's treatable, or even if it is, you know, and I would be a hypocrite in a way to say that, you know, because I believe that drug addicts and alcoholics definitely need treatment, you know, more so than the law enforcement aspect, but the difference being that, for one, it's been proven that alcoholics and drug addicts can be rehabilitated, and two, on top of that, when an alcoholic relapses, there's a chance that they can hurt someone else, that they could, you know, get on the road, kill somebody.
When the other, exactly.
But there's also a chance that they're just going to damage themselves. Yeah. You know,
burn
they're going to
burn their garage down. Or
yeah.
Destroy a marriage or, you
right.
know, I mean, not that, or that, somebody else.
Or just sit home and be useless, maybe lose a job or whatever.
Exactly.
But when a pedophile relapses, they are 100% destroying a life.
Yeah, they're going to.
There's no gray area.
Exactly.
When they act on their illness, it's boom, you've destroyed a child's life. And to
right.
me, that's not worth risking any sort of gray area of, oh, well, maybe they can be rehabilitated, you know, maybe with some help and this medication. And I don't know where it comes from, because I saw on that news article all these comments of, oh, this, you know, poor kid, he's sick, he needs help. And then I looked at a previous one that was posted a week before, and it was like a, you know, 50-something-year-old man who was charged with child pornography, not
yeah.
even anything in real life, just looking at something on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and a slew of comments that were like, put this guy away,
monster.
Why are we letting this monster walk the streets? And it's like,
right.
well, is it the age thing, or is it maybe
is.
Because people know his family, or people went to school with him, or like a popularity contest? I don't understand why he kind of gets a pass and is treated as, okay, well, he's sick and he needs help. And then the other guy,
yeah.
not a single person came to his defense and said, like, geez, I hope we get him some help.
Right. No, it's, I mean, to me, that's super hypocritical anyways. And I think most people inherently feel that way. They're just trying to say something what they think everybody wants them to hear. But most people, if you've got kids, it doesn't even matter. You know, nieces, nephews, like, that is so, and it's so counter anything that you believe in to hurt kids like that. It drives me right to the core. It's like the worst thing in the history of the world. And
right.
I don't think you can rehabilitate from it. I think time has proven that they're all repeat offenders for the most part. I think
yeah.
there's some gray area there, because there's the age difference things where you get some guys. I mean, I had a good friend that had another friend that was, he was, what, 20 years old and dating a 17 or 16, you know what I mean? And like,
a little
it wasn't
different there.
Yeah.
You know, once you get down to like 16, but 17, 18, you know, that, it depends, you know, there's different scenarios, but ultimately the part that scares me the most about this situation with Pike is he had a couple things from before.
Yeah.
Then he started appearing at our school. Then after he got out of there and got
yeah.
charged and was all over the paper, then he was in Bar Harbor jerking off in the fucking bathroom.
Yeah, not
the
locker
bathroom.
Room, the bathroom. Not the locker room. He was in like the, if you go to the Y and the Ellsworth, there's like the front bathroom. So just imagine that, people. If you've been in there, that thing's like...
He was laying on the floor and looking under the stalls, and there
yeah.
were boys in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, dude, let's put this guy somewhere where he can't... Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, totally mishandled, and I think the proof's in the pudding, and I'd like to go back to some of the administrators that told me, like, you're being hyperactive and whatever, that would say that, you know, how, come on.
Yeah.
Here we go, this guy's
yeah.
locked up, that he's menaced to society, and, you know, but that's why I run around that area. I run around the school, people ask me, but I'm right there. In the morning, I know what's going on with my kids, because I'm usually right across the street looking into the windows and watching things.
He actually entered the fucking school
yeah.
after hours. Because they keep the school locked down during the day. Once the bell rings, they lock the doors.
Yeah, they caught him.
Afternoon, unlock the doors. He was going into the fucking school.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
seriously, obviously, he was going to go in and try to take a peek at some kids in the bathroom. That's fucking scary.
It is, and I saw somebody commented on Facebook. Actually, a few people said, like, oh, thank God they caught it early and we can get him help before he hurts somebody or destroys some child's life or
it's
traumatizes
too late.
Some child.
He already has, like, yeah, he's already
yeah.
been...
like, that's already fucked up. Like, I don't know the specifics, but it sounds like, you know, something happened that probably traumatized at least one child.
Yeah.
Not to mention, that's... we don't know exactly what he's
no.
done.
That's
no,
I'm kind of interested to see when this all comes... and, like, what's going to happen? Is this going to be another slap on the wrist or, you know...
Ugh.
So, anyways.
Yeah. Went off on a tangent there.
Pretty much.
But back to vintage Ellsworth and away from pedophiles. Let's go back to a happy place.
Yeah.
Not very exciting, really, but bringing back some memories. Welby's and
Laverdius. I was thinking of that.
Laverdius.
Movie gallery was right there too.
That's true. It was movie gallery.
My sister
gallery.
Used to work at the movie store that was the train car up on High Street. Remember that? It was High Street Video, wasn't it? Had a massive porn selection.
Barrett Lunt.
East Coast Video.
That was his parents.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
They sold high-end VCR. It was the place. Yeah. If you were friends with Barrett, you always had the rental. You could go over and hang out. I bought a pair of sick rollerblades from Barrett when I was a freshman, so. Yeah.
Ellsworth Audio.
There we go.
Leonard Moon.
Where was Ellsworth Audio?
Right by the gas station
they just tore down.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one. Gone.
Ellsworth Audio, the signs are still up, aren't they?
Dude, there's still boxes in there.
They've been there for
like
50 years.
The lights were on.
It looks like the place is open.
There's head units and stuff on the ground. It's like when they shut it off, somebody was like, well, that's it. And they hit the lights and didn't do
just
anything.
Just walked.
They still pay the power bill.
Fuck it. Fucking leave everything.
Just in case they want to.
There's cases, dude. There's probably MTX Thunder Pros back. There's probably JL10s and just a treasure trove of good stereo
cassette decks.
Nobody's got bumps anymore. Nobody does it.
Right.
I mean, you hear occasionally, but not. When we were in school, there was bumps abound. Everybody. Do you remember some of the... Oh, man.
My brother Jeremy always had a sweet system in his S10.
They did.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
All day.
Troger.
Easy does it.
Troger was...
Rogue.
The Friday soundtrack.
Oh, shit.
Big booty hoes, hot with it. Neto. Neto in the ghetto.
Oh, my God.
That one would pound.
Neto had a couple of... It was rough if you were in there, but from the street. I think he had a white S10, didn't he? Or did he have a Ranger? He had a white S10.
That might have been Haskell.
Haskell had the Chevy Love. Jesus. That's crazy. God.
Yeah. Name dropping like a son of a bitch.
Wicked. People are going to love it. I had the Bronc Deuce. The old Shore Road met its final demise, went through the water, and it just didn't work out well for the old Bronc Deuce. Took some water in the differential and shattered that and the transmission, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Rolling burnouts might have hurt that one, too, a little bit.
This may be a little too geeky for you guys, but do you remember Cafe Cyberway?
Where was it?
It was, I'm trying to think, it's like a real estate or insurance office or something.
Yes, I do. I remember that. Street.
Actually, it started out down by where the vet clinic is, going up the hill towards Bird's Acre.
On the right,
in that little like strip mall type thing there. And then it moved down High Street, and it was like the first internet cafe in this area. It had never even been heard of at the time. And
you
had to plug in
to go there, didn't you? Yeah.
I think it was still back in the dial-up days. But the main focus was that you could go there and do computer gaming networked. You could hook multiple computers up to each other and play games with each other in the same room, which was a big deal at the time. I can't remember what the guy's name was that owned it. He was definitely not from here.
He was a pioneer?
He really was. It was a big deal. And I remember Bellis lived there. Anytime you go there, day or night, John Bellis was sitting.
Great gamer.
And I'm not gonna point any fingers and say that it was him, but I just remember to get nostalgic and bring it all back. You would walk in there and there'd be the cafe part, which had all this food and stuff, and then you would bust into the gaming room. And this fucking pungent aroma would just overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Just severe BO. It was thick. You could just feel the air. But it was just dark. There were never any lights on allowed in there. And it was just fucking computer game noise and BO smell. And it was lovely.
It was a real situation.
Yeah. And Joe Mayo, he was always there.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to have gone there. I didn't. When was this, like early 2000s?
Oh, God. It had to have been, I think it was more like late 90s even.
Jesus. You know what made me think of the little log cabin thing across from Bird's Acre entrance by the motel, in between the motel and Prompto? It's been like a couple little things.
Yeah. I think there's like a mural there now.
It's like a breakfast place building. At one point, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I didn't go there. No.
I never went.
Huh. How about Inner Sanctum? You guys remember the Inner Sanctum?
I do. What was it?
The skate park down on
Water
Street.
It was an indoor skate park on Water Street. That's right.
Down in the... Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally. we mixed with some skaters in high school, so.
Yeah, Kovacs was always there.
Yeah, definitely.
He was the ruler.
Ripping it up.
Yeah. I remember I didn't hang out there a lot, but I went there a few times. I was a bit younger than, like, a lot of the regulars there, but.
It's a pretty hard crowd out there, for sure.
Yeah. Abe and Nate Pichek.
Yeah, dude. Without question.
Kyle Massengale. Those guys were just killing it.
Oh, Nate Pichek, dude. He got into a fight after school one time. Do you remember that? Were you down there? It was where Dunkin' Donuts is now. Was never there, and we were there, but yeah, he ripped his shirt off. He did. He kicked his shirt. Oh,
that's a boss move.
He did, and he was like, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, he'd been saving it up.
He put a fucking pounding on a kid.
Wow.
He ran his mouth. He took it. It was my favorite part. I'm like, holy crap. Just ripped his shirt off and went to him. Just like, holy Jesus. I didn't know he had it in him. It was a good fight. Very memorable.
Did you get in fights a lot in high school?
No, just one. Just really? One. Yeah.
Dare you say who it was? Or?
Yeah, he probably Jeremiah Smith. The end of my parents' road.
Oh, really?
Say what he wants. I fucking kicked the shit out of him. So. I was wrestling at the time.
We might have to get him back on to dispute.
You want
to
know what this was, though? This was a joke. We hugged it out after. It was hilarious. I was half drunk when I fought the fight, but there was a girl that came from Dedham like I did, and I was a senior, and he was a freshman, and he was kind of picking on her, and I just was like, hey, dude, I'm supposed to look out for her. So, and he back-talked to me, and I was like, "What? Who the fuck are you?" So it was like one of those... We were going to fight the end of my parents' road, and we did. And we did, and we hashed it out, and yeah. But the next day, dude, I gave him a shiner, so I won the fight in school, so it was pretty good. But,
yeah, that's all you need.
That's what counts, yeah.
It was.
The guy that's got the
shiner.
He lumped
me. I was hurting. I probably was hurting worse than he was, but it was a good fight. It was raw. Halls was there. Yeah. We talked about that recently, so yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I think he actually does listen to the podcast.
I bet
he sent
does.
Us a message before.
Yeah.
So
he's good shit. My neighbors, I grew up right down the road. But that was really it for me. Maybe a couple other like pushing scrums and stuff like that. But no, but when I was in the Marines, I got into a few fights. So my ass kicked a couple of times.
Gotcha. How about you, Jen? Did you get in a lot of fights in high school? You did.
I witnessed one.
You were a badass. So it didn't just start with CrossFit. You've always been a badass.
Yeah, I'm not proud.
Bitches running their mouths, that's why.
Yeah, bitches want to talk.
You fucking grab them right by the surf style jacket and fucking step on their Adidas Sambas.
Yeah. Good. I had a big mouth, so people usually didn't fuck with me, but if they did, they got smacked.
You got dealt with.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a couple of good ones. You laid it down, but not... I never thought that...
Yeah, I never got in trouble. Of course, I always...
I feel like Jen just deals with injustice really well. Like, it's not being... She just sees something that's not just, and I kind of see the world the same way. That's why we get along so well, and I'm like, good, so...
Yeah.
There's very few times when you say something where I'm like, well, I agree with her completely, so... You know?
Yeah.
But some weak of hearted people can't deal with it, I guess.
Right.
And they get smacked around the Ellsworth High School foyer and...
I've been the Princess of Ellsworth for a long time, so
right.
I can't help how I was crowned. I can't help what I was born into.
You got to get people trying to dethrone you. That's the way it goes.
Exactly.
If you read history, you got to protect yourself.
Right.
Haters going to hate.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think we we talked some serious Ellsworth. Oh, we did some name dropping, some businesses. You got anything else on your list, Jason? Or
I have voices and stuff like that. If you want to, I can do some impersonations for you.
All right. Well, now that we've discussed some vintage Ellsworth and pedophiles, Jason's going to bust into some impressions here for us.
Yeah. So, well, today I'll give the forward story on this one. One of my good friends, his grandmother was at Friends and Family, which we were talking about. The reason I go there, because you run into neighbors, but J.J. Allen's grandmother was there. And she has the perfect Down East lady accent. And by that, I mean that she was talking. I said, what's J.J. up to today? She said, well, James is going to be going up north this weekend, and they've got to get camp all put together and back ready again, and it would be real good if you guys could get together. It's always so nice to see you when the kids get together, and you guys are just having such a good time. And well, I'm puttering around, you know. Just got
puttering.
To get some groceries here. And that's, you know, what I've got planned out. There's not a lot going on. Of course, I'm down on the Shaw Road, and the leaves are changing. I've got some raking to do. And So that's my old Down East lady is what that one is. So.
Wow, that's classic. That's almost like out of the 1800s.
Yeah.
That dialect.
Yeah,
and
that
language.
Thick, but you get it every once in a while.
They're still around, yeah.
Lubeck's got it.
It's like we're in a fucking time capsule.
There's that. There's the grinder. These are all my main impersonations, but the grinder's a wired up guy. I wish people could see me because they come in. Jen knows this guy without question. He's got shoulders up and he's just, how much is that one? What are you guys getting for that fucking pile right over there? You do any work on it? You take 3,200, wouldn't you? I've got like 5,000 on it. You take 32 cash money. $100 bills. And they tell you $100 bills. Well, that's the highest denomination in currency. So, like, what else would you... I mean, why would you pay with 20s? What are you, an idiot? They do, though. $100 bills.
Like, that really sweetens the
Where's
deal
Cooper
for you.
Where's Cooper at? Where's Coop? I bought my first three-wheeler from him in 86. He'll remember. I come in here. $2,100 paid for it. Come out, I took every old bells and whistles. Got rid of it, though. But we get those all the time, and I can pretty much mark them when they come into the store. Like, I'm like, oh, here we go. Tire kickers. They're good. They keep me entertained, but I've got that. I've got Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, well, I figured we'd bring Bubbles out maybe and have him talk a little bit with us. I'd like to talk to Bubbles a bit.
Okay, we can talk to Bubs. What's going on? I'm excited to be here and on fucking Two Down East Dudes and fucking in Ellsworth, fucking Maine. I don't get a chance to come over from Canada too often, but pretty happy to be here.
Well, nice to have you here, Bubbles. Unlike a lot of other Canadians that come here during the fall, I don't know if you're aware, but apparently the leaves here are different than they are in Canada. I don't know.
Oh, the fucking leaves over here are fucking beautiful. They come over and they're fucking red and orange and greens and fucking everything up there in fucking the province is just... It's fucked. Everything's screwed up. The trailer park doesn't have any fucking trees. You got Lane, fucking goddamn Bo Bandy running around driving cheeseburgers into him and drinking liquor all afternoon. And I just like to come over here. It's a good time. I get me and my fucking kitties and load into the fucking go-kart there and drive up through. And Blackswoods Road's real nice this time of year, so.
Oh, so you drive right down in the go-kart, huh?
Oh, fuck yeah. We fucking come through. There's gas stations. Fucking all I need is just a little bit of cash for me and some fucking good dope, and I'm on the road.
Nice. What do you haul, a couple of shopping carts behind you for all your gear, your cat food?
This is a work. This is not a work, baby. I'm out here fucking enjoying myself. I leave the shopping carts and the shopping cart business right back at the park.
Oh, wow. Bring some kitties with you, though, at least some of your favorites, or?
I got Mr. Banks right here. He's a good fucking kitty. Look at him. Just look at him. Look at his paws. Look at the mitts on him.
That is a pretty cat. So where do you stay when you come down here to Maine? Is there a trailer park in particular that you like to stay at?
I like
to go to
fucking Hancock Heights up there. That's an awful nice fucking trailer park there. It's a fucking great spot.
What about Etiko Village?
Go out there to fucking Etiko and fucking drink some fucking beers. That's a wild bunch out there, driving the fucking swish into them and smoking cigarettes and good dope. Fucking bonfires out there and fucking cops getting called all the time. I just like being back at home.
Nice. Well, we got Cards Court, too, which actually a couple of weeks ago, there was a situation with a crossbow. Some gentlemen with guns and a guy with a crossbow.
I fucking hate shootouts. I fucking hate them. I hate shootouts. Fucking scare me. I don't think people fucking realize what can happen with a crossbow. Fucking people getting shot up out there. It's dangerous.
It is, yeah. Well, you're probably used to that. I think Corey and Trevor are major offenders.
Those fucking two dickweeds. I don't even want to talk about them.
So, now, speaking of smoking some green butt, I know you like to smoke a bit. And we'll clarify here so we don't get you any trouble that I believe you've got a green card, medical marijuana card. You've obviously got some glaucoma or something going on with those eyes. I don't know what it is.
My fucking eyesight's fucked me for years, so... I got the fucking card and go to the dispensary there, but that's cheap dope. You can get fucking better dope and right at the trailer park there from Rick here, get some good honey blonde hash, or we've got it right up. The United States is fucked when it comes to weed.
Oh, so the weed down here in Maine is not quite as good as the Canadian medical stuff?
Not at all. Not at all.
Really?
Can't even find good dope.
All right, I think we got Bubbles a little upset here.
I can't. I don't even know what the fuck's going
on
right now.
He's confused by the sound drops here, so we'll let him go. But thanks for coming by, Bubbles.
You're welcome. I'll come back anytime. Fucking love it. It rocks up here.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on.
You're welcome.
And thanks everybody for listening.
You take 3,200, would you? I've got like 5,000 on it. You take 32 cash money, $100 bills, and they tell you $100 bills. Well, that's the highest denomination in currency. So, like, what else would you? I mean, why would you pay with 20? What are you, an idiot?
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!